Parks and Rec Podcast. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Park and Rec Podcast. I'm Rachel. Michaela off today, but that's okay because we've got some big news that she wouldn't want you guys to miss out on. Universal Orlando has announced their new Epic Universe theme park. This is a big deal, and the rumors have been swirling for years that they were going to be announcing a new theme park, and today's the day, August 1st, 2019. However, we don't have a lot of information on it. They say they had a press conference, big to do, and they said that the park will offer an entirely new level of experiences that will forever redefine theme park entertainment. So that's big. And, you know, Universal's going to do it right. So this new park is going to be constructed 4 miles south of the current footprint of Universal Orlando. It's closer to the convention center in Orlando. And they will be investing in widening Kirkman Road to help with the traffic flow. They haven't given any more information on, you know, rides that are going to be there, refreshments, food places, or even like transportation from Universal Orlando to the new Epic Universe. But this is going to be a big park. It's going to be like one of the top 20 in size. So lots to get excited for and experience coming soon from Universal Orlando. So super exciting. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, that's getting ready to open in a couple weeks in Disney World at Hollywood Studios. I have a pass holder preview in a couple weeks. Super excited. And you know we'll be filling you in on all the stuff that we get to see during those pass holder previews and exclusive events. And we have a special guest.
Yeah, he'll be just wandering around. Okay. As long as you're okay with that.
As long as he doesn't shoot quills at me, I'm good.
I mean, he hasn't done it today.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's good.
No, he can't shoot his quills. You're good.
Okay, that's how much I know about this stuff. All right, so we're here with Trevor from Busch Gardens Tampa Bay. And what are you holding in your hand?
So today, we brought a couple animals in the studio with us. We decided to go with the tiny spiky and the big spiky theme.
Okay, I like the tiny spiky a lot better than the big spiky.
The tiny spiky's pretty cute, right? Well, I think they're adorable.
Big Spiky is beautiful.
Fair enough. So this tiny Spiky, this little guy, his name is Akisa. He is called a Tenrec, specifically a lesser hedgehog Tenrec, which is arguably the worst name on the planet because he looks, feels, and acts like a hedgehog, got those tiny quills, that tiny little muzzle and nose just like a hedgehog. But he's not related to a hedgehog. He's, in fact, related to other Tenrecs, which sounds dumb. Tenrecs are related to Tenrecs. Thanks, degree in biology. I'm so glad I went to school. But if you look Tenrecs up online, you find animals that look like hedgehogs, like porcupines, like shrews, like moles, like otters. They look nothing alike, but they're all genetically similar to each other rather than the animals that they appear like. So super cool. Oop, you got somebody running up behind you, too. So you got the big spiky over there, right?
I'm like, okay.
Every day is a wild day at Busch Gardens.
Absolutely.
Especially if we come to you, right?
Yeah.
So that over there, that is Candora. And Candora is a 9-year-old male African crested porcupine. These guys are the largest porcupine on the planet. You can see he's about 30 pounds right now in total. Head to tail, maybe a good 2.5-3 foot long with those quills attached. So really big. These guys are actually rodents. So he is, in fact, a giant spiky pokey rat is what I like to call porcupines. So really, really cool little animals. And right now, it's actually National Zookeeper Week, so we thought it might be fun to bring a couple of our animals in studio to say hi to you guys and tell you all about how we take care of them at Busch Gardens.
That's so cool. I think I have a sweater that looks a lot like the porcupine over
you
there.
You just might. You know, with that pattern, right? He's got the kind of the white and the black and brown kind of all mixed in, so pretty cool.
All right, and so what else do you have going on at Busch Gardens Tampa Bay?
Well, right now at Busch Gardens, thinking of our animals, we've actually just launched some brand new behind-the-scenes tours. That brings us to a grand total of 10 behind-the-scenes experiences with our animals.
Wow.
So guests visiting the park can, of course, get a chance to go around the park, meet all of our animals up close, see all of our shows, ride awesome rides like Tigress, our new triple launch coaster. Launches you forwards, back, forwards again. Have you been on that one yet?
Not yet.
Oh,
it's
you
on
gotta
my
go on
list.
It soon. Well, but we also have all of our behind-the-scenes animal experiences.
Okay.
So guests can actually book tours to go out and feed a giraffe. They can go meet a tiger or a lion. But we just launched some brand new tours for guests to meet our rhinos up close and in person.
Ooh.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
But best of all, we launched our behind-the-scenes sloth tour.
Okay.
Yep.
Stop
Kirsten
right
Bell
there.
Moment. Here it comes.
Oh,
here it comes,
my gosh.
Right?
I might end up like Kristen Bell and just start crying.
That's always my goal. If I don't make somebody cry on the sloth tour, I'm like, what
am I doing?
Did I not do my job?
Exactly.
Did I do it wrong?
Okay, so how long do you get to spend with the sloth?
Well, you can find out all the information about all of our tours, including length, time, all of that online at bushgardenstampa.com.
Okay.
You can plan a whole day out there, book all of your tours, plan a whole weekend. You know, we've got summer nights going on until August 11th, so we're open late every night.
I love it. So much to see and do at Busch Gardens Tampa Bay, and summer nights makes it so much nicer because it's very hot this time of year, mm-hmm. and you can experience the park when it's a little cooler.
Nice and cool in the
yes.
evening. Plus, there's nothing like riding a ride at night. Riding Tigress in the dark is insane. Or like Cheetah Hunt or Sheik or any of them, it's a whole nother different experience.
Oh my goodness. So get out to Busch Gardens Tampa Bay anytime. But right now, so much going on, and visit their website for more info on those new animal experiences. You know where I'm going to go right now and book my animal experience.
Well, we'll see you there.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
So that was super fun and kind of a surprise. And so for our theme park tip of the week this week, you know, you might be like, duh, Rachel, we know these things, but it's always nice to have a reminder because sometimes you're just trying to get your park tickets or update your pass, and just having a nice friendly reminder sometimes helps. So always make sure, no matter what theme park you're going to or attraction even in Florida, check to see if they have a Florida resident discount. And normally they check that by your driver's license. So if you have a Florida driver's license, you're in. And those discounts are really awesome. Park tickets, hotel bookings, anything you can think of, always ask if they have that discount available. Also, if you have any students in your family, a student discount with that ID from high school or college, also military discounts, always ask about that. And the older generation discounts, you know, they call it the senior discount. I just like to call it more seasoned discount. Ask about that, especially if you have family and aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas coming in town. They may have that senior citizen age on their driver's license that could save you some money. And we all love saving money, especially when we're going to the theme parks, because then that means we can spend more money on the refreshments and the merchandise. All right. Thank you so much for joining us for this abbreviated version of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. We will be back next week with a brand new episode on Thursday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.